Welcome to Module 3. We are talking about discovering your brand. There are three lessons in this module, and the first lesson is talking about the branding compass. What is it? How do you use it? What I'd like to see you gain from this lesson is a mountaintop perspective of your career. It's very easy to get caught up in the business of our careers and never take time to step back and look at the big picture. That's the purpose of Breakthrough Branding, to help give you this bigger picture perspective. And the branding compass helps you do just that. In this particular lesson, you will discover three things. First, what are the four stages of building a personal brand using the branding compass? We will talk about how each stage requires a different focus. We will take different actions based on the stage that we're in at the time. And third, you will be introduced to the core, which is the foundation of your personal brand. Now let me show you the branding compass, our personal branding compass. There are four stages. I will come back later to explain what the C3 in the middle is, but to start with, I want you to understand this goes right along with what you already know about a compass. So let's start with the East, what I call establish. This is when you establish your brand in the very early stages of your brand building. Second is the shape and build, right there at the south, and that is the longest stage of building a brand, and we'll talk more about the details. Third is the work to expand, then fourth is now what's next. Those are the four stages that I have found in all the years of coaching and training that I've done with tens of thousands of people. Everyone falls somewhere along those lines, and understanding that has a lot to do with where they invest their energies. So let's start off and talk about establish, the establish phase. This is the very first stage of our personal brand building. Establish, it's when we start a brand new chapter. It could be a different job, it could be a different department. It could be taking over a new project, a new leadership role. Whatever the case may be for you, this is where we're starting a brand new chapter, or perhaps it's the expansion of your role. But this is the start of something new. The established stage really is a collection of first impressions. You remember earlier we talked about my personal brand, MI, micro impressions? Well, that is what the established stage is about, a series of first impressions that add up to the initial perception of your brand. When we don't think about the things that go into this particular stage, we miss the chance to move the needle forward, and we'll talk more about that soon. The established stage includes aspects of introducing yourself to the different levels in the organization, the senior leaders, the peers or colleagues, direct or indirect reports. It includes how we walk into a room for a meeting, for a networking event. It includes appearance and approachability. It's how you connect with someone one-on-one. A lot of little actions go into the established phase. In the next module, Module 4, I will be going into great detail for each of these stages, but for right now, I am just providing you with a high-level snapshot. Now let's go into the shape and build stage. That's the bottom of your compass. If we did the established stage well, then we naturally move into the shape and build stage. Shape and build is the longest stage of building our brand. People ask me all the time, how long does it take? How long am I in this stage? Well, I found out that it's not quite that black and white. I do know for some people that are in very fast organizations, it lasts just a few months. And for others, it lasts just a few years. So there's no hard and fast rule here. Because it is the longest stage, I want you to understand that it is also the biggest stage. It includes a lot. Everything from how to run meetings. Do you have agendas? Do you start on time? What is your messaging like in your written communication? How do you present yourself in presentations, whether it's face-to-face or virtually? There are a lot of comprehensive actions in this shape and build phase, but ultimately it's characterized by taking a few steps forward and then maybe one or two steps back. Please understand that this is not unusual. As you test new skills in this phase, find out what works in this culture and what doesn't. What really gets people's attention in this particular organization may not necessarily do so in another. So remember that and give yourself a break when it comes to that. And understand that the key to this stage is to keep moving forward in a positive direction. So let's say that we do that well. Then we move on to that next stage called work to expand. In this phase, you are really going to focus on expanding your influence. Now let me tie this back to the credibility influence concept. In shape and build, we were really working on building the foundation of credibility, that bottom axis that we talked about in an earlier module. In the work to expand phase, We're working with that left axis, the ability to influence, and visibility is the goal here. You understand at this point where you are on the brand map. You have a pretty good idea because in the earlier two phases of your career, we've been working really hard on credibility. Now that we feel we have credibility, we need to target our efforts. We need to work strategically to build connections, which is the focus of the Work to Expand stage. Now, the Work to Expand stage is all about taking actions with purpose. It might be that you, when you're traveling somewhere, you purposely schedule a meeting or opportunities to interact with a senior leader. You might choose to write an article or two for a company newsletter or even an industry newsletter. You might decide to step out and volunteer for an affinity group or perhaps a nonprofit initiative. There are a variety of ways that you can expand your visibility and your influence, but it is deliberate. And that's what I want you to remember. It does not happen automatically. Let's assume that we do all three of those stages well. Establish, shape and build, work to expand. What happens? Well, then we move into the now what's next. We're ready. We're ready to move forward. And sure enough, the next position comes. And we're celebrating. And oftentimes our colleagues are celebrating with us. That is when we have found that we have established enough brand equity that it translates into brand power. People who are in this particular area, now they're high on the credibility level, they're high on the influence level, and their influence continues to grow exponentially. But what happens if you don't have that happening in your career? What if you find yourself stuck? I want you to go back to the brand map. Remember we talked about all four quadrants and where the gap was? And that's where a lot of people in their careers find themselves stuck? Well, that was because they were looking at only half the picture, and we've already talked about that. Now what I want to talk to you about is why the compass comes into action here. We all understand that a compass is a universal tool. It points us in the right direction. And that's really one of the questions. Whenever I talk about breakthrough branding, people ask me, Kim, why a compass? Well, a lot of thought went into why I selected a compass as our tool for the brand building. The first thought is that we all understand that a compass helps us find direction based on an understanding of north, south, east, west. These polarities are absolutely universal, and it does not matter where in the world we are. There is always a north, there is always a south, there is always an east, and there's always a west. Well, the same thing happens in our careers. There will always be certain polarities which are consistent regardless of where we are in which stage. I like the use of a compass, or for my newer, younger generations, a GPS, because it's useful at every stage of the journey. So while the level of sophistication might change, the need to go in a certain direction does not. For example, when we are first learning how to drive, we need to understand how to drive around our town. We still need to understand north, south, east, and west. But this time, our level of understanding is around our town. Then we go off to college. And for many of us, that was a little bit further. Again, we still need to understand the directions of north, south, east, and west. But this time, our level of understanding is even broader. Then we get married, we have kids, and we have to take them to Disneyland. Once again, we need directions. We need to know to head south to Disney World, on the East Coast anyway, for Orlando. But the level of sophistication of our journey is much, much deeper now. Now we have to pack a car full of items. We have toys coming out the back. And it's a lot more than when we first started learning how to drive. And then there comes a day later on, in the years of retirement maybe, when hopefully you and your spouse can take that dream vacation you've always wanted to do. Again, we need to understand the directions. So just like those personal stages of your life, your career stages require a similar understanding of what the directions are, but with a very different level of sophistication. The other reason I like a compass is because there are degrees between the polarities. You see, people like to think in straight lines and in boxes, and that's part of what holds us back. The power in life, I believe, as well as in our careers, is to understand that we need to think in cycles, and that's what I want you to do. Think about your personal branding journey as a cycle. It is a cycle that we repeat, because just as soon as we get all the way to now what's next, what happens? We start once again in the established stage. We have to remember that we're constantly doing this cycle over and over again. Now, this is the biggest aha that I've received when I'm talking about this subject to executives across the globe. They said, I've never really thought about this as an ongoing cycle, because when I receive a new position, I tend to think I don't have to go back to the established phase because I've already had that earlier in my career. Well, that's when some of the gaps start to stand in the way. And people will need to begin thinking about the fact that this is an ongoing cycle. It happens over and over. Just like when we're growing a plant, we do different things along the way. We fertilize them and they grow, but we don't stop caring for a plant, or we all know what happens. It dies. The growth of it stalls. And that's what happens in our careers as well. I have an illustrator who works with me to bring these concepts to life. We can understand the concept of a horse having blinders on, and that you only see what you're right there in the middle of. That's what happens with people's careers. Because when we're in the established phase, that's all we can see. Just those things that we're in the middle of. Then we're in the shape and build phase. That's all that we can see because we are so busy. Well, we see with blinders on a horse. But what we don't realize that we too have blinders on. And that's what I'm trying to do with Breakthrough Branding. Remove the blinders to let you gain a mountaintop perspective of your entire career. Let me go back to the C3 at the very center of the compass, and I'm an absolute believer in this. The C3 stands for your core, and I believe your core should be three words or three phrases that best describe your value or what you stand for. It is what you bring to the table that makes you special. I'll be going through a lot of detail about this subject in Lesson 3. That whole lesson is dedicated to the core, but here I want to give you just a few high-level thoughts. First, the core of a real compass is a magnet. It aligns with the magnetic fields of the Earth. We've been talking about authenticity all the way through Breakthrough Branding. Well, that's because authenticity acts like a magnet. It draws opportunities to you. When I work with people and they figure out what their core brand is, there are three core words. It serves as a foundation. It lets others know who you are, and even more importantly, it reminds you of who you are. And that can provide a great deal of guidance, especially during times of change. And gaining clarity about your core naturally brings you into alignment, which translates into confidence. And confidence is certainly a brand enhancer. And confidence is the primary factor that we are after during this entire branding journey that we're on together. Like I said, we'll spend more time on this in Lesson 3, but this will get us thinking about what our core is like, figuring out where our strengths lie that maybe no one else can see, that we have deep down inside of us, but we need to discover them for ourselves. So that brings us to our last thought. I want to talk about the needle of a compass. The needle of a compass is lightweight and is able to pivot. So for whichever direction we are heading in our careers, we need to be able to pivot there as well. At all levels, across all industries, across the globe, the biggest obstacle in personal branding surfaces when our needle becomes stuck in certain ways of thinking. Those are the biggest obstacles. This is the reason for saying, since the start of this course, that personal branding is more about the mindset behind it. You need to have a mindset that keeps the needle moving. You need to understand that your career is a journey that cycles repeatedly, and that you want to keep the needle moving to guide your way through it. So no matter where you are, no matter what stage you have figured out that you are in, gaining clarity about what you stand for drives momentum. I've seen it repeatedly. I know this works. So ask yourself, where am I? Where am I today? So that you can then decide, where do I want to be? And I want to remind you again that the view from the mountaintop is inspiring, and that is what we are after. We want you to be inspired. As we continue through this course, I'm going to continue to connect these concepts to paint them into a greater picture of what you are driving toward. The entire personal branding journey helps us focus on the big picture, and a compass helps us see like that. And again, clarity translates into confidence, and that is what each of us want. Your action step for this lesson is to keep the branding compass where you can see it. Remind yourself that this is an ongoing process. Please download the worksheet to capture what you believe about your core brand today. It's very important that you do this before you start Lesson 2, because in Lesson 2, I'm going to talk about how to find out what others are thinking about your brand. And then lesson three is decision time. It's when we figure out what we want our brand to be. Glad to have you with me. See you in the next lesson.